The Lum and Abner Show. With your old friends, Zazu Cripps and Andy Devine, music by Okie Chase, and starring Lum and Abner.
Say, Abner, are these groceries on the counter yours?
Yeah, Lum, don't let me forget to take them home, neither. Elizabeth needs them for Thanksgiving. She's killing a turkey tonight, and I don't want to get her riled at me.
Well, Elizabeth's been riled at you before.
I know, but this time she's going to have an axe in her hand.
Abner, in all the time you've been married, Elizabeth's never lost her head.
Neither have I. I don't want to start now, neither. Just don't let me forget them groceries.
You've got a lot of them, I'll say that. You must be expecting an awful big crowd for dinner.
Yeah, my in-laws are coming. The thundering herd.
I hope they don't still push and shove to get in the dining room at mealtime.
Oh, no, no. I spoke to Elizabeth about that, and she put a stop to it.
Good.
Now they use the T formation. When that bunch gets through with a turkey, it looks like a catcher's mask.
Well, at least you ain't going to be eating Thanksgiving dinner all alone like me.
Didn't you get any invites yet?
No, not a one.
Didn't you put on your usual hinting campaign all over town?
Well, I did drop a few little hints here and there.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's a little early for the results yet. Still got to hear from the outlying precinct.
Lum Edwards, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Folks in this town have been having you to Thanksgiving dinner for years. And you've never invited a one of us to your place.
Well, now, Abner, I wanted to, but I don't know. Seems like something always keeps me from it.
Yeah, the price of turkey.
Ain't so. The trouble with you, Abner, is you ain't got the true Thanksgiving spirit. Even the pilgrims invited the Indians for dinner.
Yeah, and the Indians at least brought along a few trinkets.
Well, just last Thanksgiving, I brought Elizabeth a box of candy.
I know. She busted her teeth biting into the prize.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I don't mind if nobody cares about me. I'll get along somehow Thanksgiving. Take home a little old can of sardines or something.
Oh, well, now.
It's all right. Don't feel sorrowful for me. Guess I'll have to get used to being lonely. Nobody wants an old bachelor hanging around in the way.
Lum, now stop it. I can't stand to hear you talk that way. It'll spoil my Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't want to spoil your Thanksgiving just because all I'm going to have is a little old can of sardines.
Little can of sardines? Lum, I couldn't swallow a mouthful of food knowing that. Now, listen, old pal, will you promise me something?
Abner, I don't want charity.
But you want me to enjoy my dinner, don't you?
Well, since you put it that way, I'll do it, Abner.
This will change your whole Thanksgiving plan.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Well, what is it?
Get yourself a big can of sardines. Hello? Elizabeth? Honey, this is your man, Abner. Abner! Oh. Elizabeth, I know how you feel about this, but couldn't we have Lum over for Thanksgiving dinner just one more time? I know, but... well, Elizabeth, if somebody don't ask him, I'm afraid he's going to crack up. Hey, wait a minute. Here he comes back from the post office. Be quiet.
Howdy, Abner, old boy. I'd like to extend an invite to you and Mrs. Peabody to take Thanksgiving dinner with me at my home tomorrow.
Too late, Elizabeth. He's done cracked. Lum, what happened? What's the matter with you?
Well, nothing. What's the matter with you?
Well, it sounded to me like you invited me and Elizabeth to Thanksgiving dinner.
I did.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. What in the world made you do that?
Yes, sir, I got a letter.
Oh, somebody threatened your life, huh?
Of course not. This letter's from my Aunt Clara, the one that's got the farm in Sheboygan Falls.
Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Listen, dear nephew, under separate cover, I am sending you one of my prized birds. I hope it brightens up your Thanksgiving. Love, Aunt Clara. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, good old Aunt Clara. Give me the bird all the way from Sheboygan Falls.
Oh, we're going to have some feast. She's known all over Wisconsin for the size of her livestock.
Well.
3 years hand-running, she won the blue ribbon at the Sheboygan Fair in the hog division.
Well, good for her. What does she do, rock or pole and chime?
Oh, this is wonderful. I'll show this bunch around here a few things. While I was out just now, I invited 15 people for Thanksgiving dinner.
15? Are you sure that turkey's going to be big enough?
Of course. I got a notice from the express company at the county seat. They got the crate over there. It weighs 35 pounds.
No, me and I must be part ostrich.
I'm sending Opie Kate after. I wish he'd hurry, too. That express office closes at 5:30.
Well, you know Opie. Slow but sure. That's old Opie.
Sure.
Yeah, sure to be slow.
Yeah, I better put Opie's name down on my invite list, too. Wonder what part of the turkey he likes.
Does it make any difference?
Sure. I'm doing this scientific.
Uh-oh.
None of that hit or miss business with me.
There we go.
See, I drawed a picture of the turkey and I subdivided it like a real estate development. I'm letting everybody stake out their claim.
What do you call this project? Gobbler's Gables?
Well, it's going to save a lot of confusion.
Well, I just hope nobody's homesteaded the wishbone yet.
When I invited the sea strunkses, I asked what part they wanted, and then I took a pin and stuck it in the picture.
Hmm.
Now, there ain't no argument. See, that's Miss Sea Strunk's neck.
There is a resemblance.
Miss Pomeroy wanted a turkey leg.
From the looks of her, she's got two of them already.
Now, while we're on the subject, Abner, I better stake out a claim for you. Now, what would you like?
Well...
Now, here's a nice section with a lovely view. How about something overlooking the cranberry sauce? How about that?
Oh, no, you don't. No, sir.
Well, what's wrong with it? That's a nice southern exposure.
That's just it. I've been down that same neighborhood for the last 10 years. This year, I want something more centrally located. Mom, don't you think you're overdoing this inviting?
Quiet, Abner. All right, Miss Bates. See you tomorrow. Goodbye. Abner, stick a pin in the white meat for Miss Bates and a wing for Gomer.
Right. Pin one on Miss Bates and wing old Gomer. Mom, if you invite anybody else, they'll have to be satisfied somewhere down there in that lower 40.
I can't wait to see this bird.
Me neither. I've never seen one with 8 wings, 12 legs, and 4 necks. You don't ever see monstrosities like that walking around. Hello? Well, hardly ever.
Opie, where have you been? I told you to hurry.
Well, I got stuck at the lunchroom helping Uncle Luke. You see, he's serving a special turkey dinner tomorrow. 50 cents. Of course, slightly higher with turkey.
Opie, I want you to get right over to the county seat and pick up my turkey I'm having for the big dinner tomorrow.
Oh, say, are you going to have plum pudding?
Well, I don't know yet, Opie.
Miss Bidball's best dish was plum pudding. Oh, boy. She used to make some kind of a sauce for it out of homemade brandy.
Yeah, well, Opie...
One night I seen old Earl put away 4 slices with a water chaser.
Opie, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, lit a cigar after supper and blew a streak of blue flame clean across the room.
Doggies, I'd love to see that.
You ought to saw the surprised expression on Miss Bidball's face.
I'll bet.
She had it for weeks. Till her eyebrows grew back.
Opie, will you please take this express ticket and get on to the county seat? I've got to have that crate.
Okay, I'll hurry. I got Uncle Luke's truck outside.
Yeah, well, don't go too fast, Opie. You don't want to have an accident.
Oh, I won't. I've only had one bad accident since I've been driving. I run over Tom Foster's new hat.
Well, that ain't a bad accident.
Well, it was in this case. He was wearing it. Well, so long.
Now, hurry up, Opie. I forgot to invite Opie to the dinner. I want him to come, too.
He ought to come, too. He's been unconscious all
the time. It's the truth. Say, wait, ain't that Luke Spears heading in here?
Yeah, and he looks madder than a bee with a busted sting.
Now, there you
our lawmaker. You spavin' like a double-crossing excuse for a man.
Now, Luke.
Now, don't you Luke me. I'll teach you to hit me below the belt when my back's turned.
Here, Luke, simmer down. What are you so mad at Lum for?
I'll tell you why. He's been inviting everybody in town to Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, there ain't no law in it.
Well, there ought to be. Everybody's canceling reservations at my lunchroom. I was expecting 40, 50 people. Now I'm going to be stuck with a quart of soup.
Well, it ain't going to waste.
No? Well, maybe you ain't heard, but on these cold nights, water freezes.
Luke, forget about it. Why don't you close up the lunchroom tomorrow?
Oh, now you want me to close up and starve to death, huh? I get hungry enough when it's open. I have to eat there.
I'm inviting you to dinner at my house.
I don't know how you expect a poor varmint to... Well, that's mighty neighborly of
you. I think nothing of it, Luke. Maybe you can give me the benefit of your cooking experience and help me fix the turkey.
Why, sure. I got a brand new recipe for stuffing that a famous chef over at the county seat prepared for his own dinner.
Granny, that's wonderful.
Oh, I used 12 onions, 2 pounds of garlic, 4 tablespoons of mustard, pint of Tabasco sauce, and 4 cans of red pepper.
Oh, Lou, surely you never put in 4 cans of red pepper.
Peebo certainly did.
Well, before we try it, you better call him up and ask him.
I can't call him now. They haven't caught him yet.
Granny's, Abner. It's nearly 8 o'clock. Opie's been gone nearly 5 hours. Wonder what's keeping him.
Well, Lom, I can't wait much longer. I got to get home. I don't want to eat a cold supper.
Old Elizabeth will make it hot for you.
I know it. I still don't want to eat a cold supper.
Wait a minute. I think that's Opie coming up out there in front right now.
I can't hardly see. It's so dark out there.
Yeah, it's him, all right. He's carrying a big, heavy crate in front of us.
Hiya, fellas.
It's Andy Devine, and that ain't no crate.
I saw the light on, and I wondered if anything was wrong.
Well, we're still waiting for Opie to get back from the county seat, Andy. He went after the bird for my dinner tomorrow.
Gosh, I hope nothing happens to him. I've hardly eaten a thing all day, just so I'd have room in my stomach for turkey.
You've got enough room in there for turkey, Spain, and half of Russia.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I ain't so fat. Only this morning I weighed on them scales in the drugstore. See, here's a little card. It says 305 pounds.
What does the fortune on the other side of the card say?
No, I didn't look at it. Now, let me see. Oh, it says, please only weigh one person at a time.
Well, never mind, Andy. Tomorrow you can eat just as much as you like.
If Opie ever gets here at that turkey.
Don't say that, Abner. If anything happens to him, I'll be ruined. I've invited everybody in town. I'll be a social outcast.
You're more likely to be in the hospital. That hungry bunch will mob you.
Oh, this is the worst thing that have ever happened. Where is Opie? Where could he be?
Why don't you answer the phone? Maybe that's him now.
Get out of my way.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hello, Johnham Downs store. Lum Edders talking.
Lum, this is Opie.
Oh, thank goodness. Where are you?
In jail.
Jail?
Who must have thought you sent him after a jailbird?
Opie, what are you doing in jail?
Well, nothing right now, but tomorrow I'm going to try out for the ball team.
No, Opie, what are you in for?
30 days.
I mean, what was you doing?
60 miles an hour. You told me to hurry, and the judge said $30 or 30 days, and I ain't got no money.
I'll get the money to you. I've got to have that bird. Where is he now?
Oh, he's all right. He's sharing the same cell with me.
Well, look, Opie, can you get somebody there to bring him over here now?
Well, I don't think so, Lum. You see, he's got a charge against him, too.
Oh, no. What for?
Jailbreaking.
Jailbreaking?
Yeah, as soon as they locked us up in here, he tried to fly the coop.
Now here's Opie Case, his clarinet and his orchestra, and calling on clarinet.
or what in the world can be keeping Opie now?
Maybe he's having trouble sawing his way through the bars.
Oh, he ain't in jail no more. I called up the judge this morning and told him I'd pay Opie's fine.
Lawmatters, you mean to say you let Opie stay in jail all night?
Well, Abner, $30 is a lot of money to lay out. I had to sleep on it.
Doggies, you've been doing that for years. Why don't you put your money in a bank instead of keeping it in that mattress?
I don't keep my money in the mattress.
No. That thing looks like a lumpy Fort Knox. You can't change a sheet unless you get permission from the Federal Reserve.
Will you please?
Every morning when you get up, you got a picture of Abraham Lincoln all over your nightshirt.
Will you stop picking on me? Ain't I got enough trouble?
Oh,
here it is, Thanksgiving. My guests are due to arrive any minute, and Opie ain't here with the turkey. If I ever get... Wait, maybe that's him. Hello? Lumetter Dresden speaking.
Hello. Lum?
Yeah, is that you, Opie?
No, this is number 785-9274.
Well, you've got the wrong number.
That's my pen name.
Opie, cut out the foolishness. Where are you?
Over at Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill? What in the world did you stop over there for?
Well, I'm having engine trouble.
Oh, that's a fine thing to happen today.
Well, don't blame me. I didn't start it. Pilgrims had engine trouble on Thanksgiving, too.
Well, get the engine fixed.
Well, that's the whole trouble. I can't find it.
Can't find it?
Dropped out.
What did that say?
I didn't notice it till I started going uphill.
Opie, you've got to do something.
I did. I put an ad in the lost and found column of the paper. I ain't had any answer so far, though.
Oh, I'm going to
have... Maybe that's because the paper don't come out till Saturday.
What about the bird?
Oh, I asked him. He hasn't seen it.
Opie, don't you realize the spot I'm in? I've got to get that bird. My guests are going to arrive any minute.
Hey, long. Somebody at the door.
Did you hear that, Opie? Somebody's at the door.
I wonder who it is.
Well, don't stand there. Answer it.
Okay, Lum. Hold the phone.
Opie, come back. Wait a minute. Well, like that, ring, ring. Abner, will you please see who's there? I'm waiting for Opie to come back.
Where'd he go?
To answer the door.
There ain't no sense in both of us answering.
No, he thought... Adam, will you just do what I tell you?
I'm going.
Hello, Opie, are you there?
Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, well, Miss Fitz. Well, come right in.
Well, thank you. My goodness, where is everybody?
Well, they ain't here yet. You're the first to arrive.
Well, I came early so I could see Mr. Edwards alone.
Uh-huh.
You know how I feel about him. He's my dream man. I don't know how many nights I haven't been able to sleep just thinking of him.
Now, I guess that would give a body the insomnia.
Oh, but does Mr. Edwards ever notice me? No. Why, sometimes I don't think he knows I'm alive.
Sometimes I ain't too sure about him, either.
I've bought dozens of bars of that soap that's supposed to get you engaged. I wash my face with it 3 or 4 times a day, but nothing ever happens. I'm clean, but I'm lonely.
Yes, Mom, I see what you mean.
Never, that dad blamed Opie never did come back to the phone. I finally hung up. Well, Miss Pitts, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, Mr. Edwards. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you.
I was just telling Mr. Peabody that I came over early to help you with the turkey.
The turkey? Well, you see, it that is...
Nothing's happened to it?
Oh, no. Engine just dropped out. I mean, I don't want you to worry your head about the dinner now, Miss Pitts.
Oh, but there must be something I can do to help. Set the table, dust the furniture... Scrub the floor, paint the house.
No, I won't hear of it.
But if you'll just give me an apron.
No, Miss Pitts, I just wouldn't think of it.
Oh, dear me.
Miss Pitts, would you care to wash your face again?
Granny, now who can that be? Excuse me just a minute. Hello.
Lump, this is Opie.
Opie, what now?
Well, I just wanted to tell you.
Yeah?
There wasn't nobody at that door.
Granny, Annie's 1 o'clock.
1? Why, the clock struck 6.
No, don't pay no attention to that thing. It's crazy. Struck 14 this morning. The latest I've slept in years.
Ain't Oakie here yet?
No, he said on the phone that he was leaving right away, but that was 2 hours ago.
Well, don't forget, he ain't got a motor in his truck long. That'll slow him down a little.
He said he'd caught a ride on the phone.
Won't that receiver get a little uncomfortable?
That must be him at last. Yeah, hiya, Opie.
Hiya, Lon.
Andy, Luke, Miss Bates, Gomer, come on in, folks. Yeah, go right on in the living room, folks. Make yourselves at home. Yeah, they're all here, Abner. What am I going to do?
I don't know. Why don't you just tell them if you ain't got a curfew?
I can't do that. They'd kill me. It's stall till Opie gets here. Come on in the living room and help me keep the conversation going.
Oh, all right.
And for goodness sake, keep their minds off the subject of food. Well, folks, it's good to see you all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glad you could all come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanksgiving sure is a day for Thanksgiving, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For goodness sake, Abner, say something.
Yeah. Or when do you eat? When do we eat, Mom?
Yeah. I'm so hungry I could chew the button right off the upholstery on this sofa.
So am I. Let's get at the food.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, we're going to eat. In just a few minutes.
Oh, well, what's going on here?
Why, nothing, Andy, nothing. It's just that there's something we ought to do first.
Well, what is it?
I don't know, but something. Wait a minute, I've got it. The pilgrim.
Can eat later. Come on, let's get
going. Now, hold on. I've got a great idea. Why don't you all sit down there on the floor in a nice little circle, and I'll tell you the story of the pilgrim.
If I'm going to go to all the trouble to get down on the floor, I'd rather hear Peter Rabbit.
Every Thanksgiving, we rush into the table and stuff ourselves with turkey. But this year, it's going to be different.
You ain't kidding, Buster.
This year, we're going to find out why we stuff ourselves.
You know why we stuff ourselves. We're hungry, let's eat.
Simmer down, Luke. I'm surprised at you. You ain't got no respect for the first Thanksgiving dinner. I have.
Well, you ought to have. You was there.
Quiet, Luke. Now, Lon's right. Now, go ahead and tell the story, Lon.
Thank you, Andy. Now, once upon a time, there were those pilgrims.
Well, that was very good, Lon. Now, let's eat.
I ain't finished yet.
Oh.
Once upon a time, there was these pilgrims. One day, they all got together to take an excursion on a boat they'd chartered. So, Columbus got Queen Isabella to hock her lavalier and buy him a ticket so he could go along and discover America.
Don't you? This is starting out better than Peter Rabbit.
Final, after 40 days and 40 nights, they landed.
Hooray! Hooray for them!
Old Columbus walked down the gangplank, strode up the shore, unfurled the stars and stripes, planted it in the sand, and said, "This is the Bank of America."
That was a little overdrawn.
There they was, hungry and starving.
I know just how they felt.
They were surrounded by Indians. All the chiefs were there, even the super chiefs.
Why didn't they eat on the diner?
They couldn't afford it, Billy. You know how hard it is to get money out of England. Oh, the pilgrims had a terrible time, all on account of the Indians. They'd build houses and the Indians would burn them down. They'd grow a nice head of hair and the Indians would scalp them. So one day they all got together at a town meeting and formed the CIO.
The CIO? What's that?
The Control the Indians organization. So pretty soon they all got to be good friends, and to celebrate, they all got some turkeys and had their first Thanksgiving dinner. Now, any questions?
Yeah. When do we eat?
Wait, let's discuss this a little bit.
Oh, no. Well, you said quick as you got done telling the story, we'd eat.
Hey,
now, let's
hey, everybody. I just looked. There ain't no turkey.
What?
Now, wait a minute.
I just looked in the oven. It's as empty as a kangaroo's pouch on a hot night.
Why, Lum Edwards, you double-dealing barn.
Now, hold on. I can explain everything.
I knew it was too good to be true when a cheapskate like you invited us to a free dinner.
Now, Luke.
We ought to break every bone in his body.
Hello?
We order tar and feather him.
Hello?
We order riding out of town on a rail.
Hello?
Get a rope. We'll string him up.
Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Opie. The day is saved. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I could kiss you, Opie.
Well, you better ask Uncle Luke first. He's my guardian.
Opie, quick. Where's the bird?
Oh, I got him. He's in a crate on the front porch.
Well, get out there and get him and bring him in here. Folks, get ready. We're going to have the biggest out-happiness Thanksgiving dinner you've ever had. Miss Pitts, you set the table, and Andy, get the stuffing out of the ice box.
Good.
Luke, get the roof there. Abner, start a fire in the stove. Hot dog, everything's fine.
Okay, Lon, here it is. Here's your prize bird.
Huh? Oh, my goodness, is that it?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Strange, it's a canary.
Yeah, 35 pounds, including span, cage, and blue ribbon.
Lum, you oughtn't to have been so stubborn. You ought to went along with us. We had a good Thanksgiving dinner down there at Luke's lunchroom. What did you have? Lum, speak to me.
Love and Abner Show will be back next week and every week at the same time with Andy Devine, Daisy Tiff, Dick Trout, Music of Education, written by Betty Boyle.